and agentships with Erica. I do not grade the chat window. I open the record after the run. If HubSpot, Linear, the folder, or the repo look the same, you shipped a useful reply. You did not ship an agent. This is Eric from Eric.run. Today is the fork I use on every desk. AI agent versus chatbot. The difference that actually matters. A chatbot answers a message and waits. An agent is given a job, uses tools, and stops when a system of record has changed. If the output is only more chat, it is a chatbot. A chatbot replies. An agent ships. Say you ask, what is the status of Acme? A chatbot reads whatever context you pasted and writes a paragraph. They are in negotiation. Next step is a pricing call. Then you open HubSpot and type that in. You were the integration. The model never touched the object. An agent gets a different job. Qualify Acme. Write stage and next step to the deal. Stop when the record matches the last call notes. It searches mail, reads the CRM, patches the deal, and stops. The test is not whether the pros sounded sure. The test is whether the deal object changed. I use the same test on mail. Software that summarizes an inbox in a window is a chatbot. Software that files a one-page brief and archives the junk is an inbox agent. The mailbox is the system of record. If the unread pile is identical after the run, it only talked. Ops is the same shape. A window that explains how to post a journey entry is a chatbot. Software that posts the entry with a cap on spend and a log of the write is an ops agent. The ledger is the record. If the ledger is untouched, you still have chat. GitHub draws this line in public. Copilot chat in the editor answers, what does this function do? That is a reply. Copilot coding agent takes an assigned issue, works in the background, and opens a pull request. The pull request is a write to the repo. Chat explains. The coding agent mutates the record. Three shapes sit on the same desk and get sold as one word. A chatbot talks. A funnel follows a path you drew. An agent chooses tools toward a finish line and writes the result. Mixing them is how first contact turns into spam with an empty CRM. A funnel is not a failed agent. It is a workflow you already understand. ManyChat, a WhatsApp tree, a zap that fires when a form lands, trigger, branches, a last step. The CRM can change. The change was mapped by a person. Anthropic would call that a workflow, not an agent. I call it a funnel when it lives in chat, and a script when it lives in Zapier. Same shape. The funnel is the right tool for capture. First contact should be boring. A lead magnet, a name, a slot on a calendar. If you can draw every branch on a whiteboard, draw it. Putting a model in charge of first contact with send permission and no eval is how a list gets 6 unsolicited messages. That is a reputation problem, not an agent. The agent starts after the path runs out. The lead exists, the ticket is open, the issue is assigned. You cannot draw every search and exception. You can still write what done looks like. Deal stage updated, ticket closed with a comment, pull request opened, brief in the folder. That is when a model should choose tools. Teams blur the three because the UI is the same rectangle. Chat window, WhatsApp thread, Slack. The rectangle is not the product. The product is whether the next step is a person, a graph, or a model with a short tool list. If you cannot say which, you will buy the agent SKU and run a funnel inside it. In December 2024, Anthropic split workflows from agents. A workflow is a path you already know. An agent is a model that directs its own tool use. Most teams still need the path. Use an agent when you cannot draw it and you can still write what done looks like. Their essay is blunt about when not to bother. Find the simplest solution possible and only increase complexity when needed. That might mean not building an agentic system at all. For many jobs, a single model call with retrieval is enough. I have watched teams skip that sentence and jump to a swarm. Agentic systems trade latency and cost for flexibility. A chatbot round trip is one call. An agent that searches mail, reads 3 threads, writes a file, and archives junk is many calls, many tools, and many ways to stall. You pay that tax when the path cannot be drawn, not to answer, what are your hours? The same model can sit behind a chatbot and behind an agent. Model size is not the product. The product is whether a runtime can call tools, read what came back, and stop when a record has changed. A bigger model in a chat window is still a chatbot. The loop is boring on purpose. Goal in, model thinks, runtime executes a named tool. Result comes back as fact. Not found, denied, timeout, or the record. Then it thinks again until the finish line, the budget, or a forbidden call. The chatbot loop is shorter. Message in, tokens out, wait. People like to keep the chat UI, and that is fine. Operators already live in Slack and WhatsApp. The window can stay if the runtime behind it can write. What cannot stay is the habit of treating every turn as a new prompt from a person. If you still type the next instruction after every reply, you have a slow assistant, not an agent. A runtime that cannot stop is a chatbot with a bill. Caps on steps and spend belong in code, not in the prompt. The model does not get a vote on the budget. Use a chatbot when the work is a conversation. Support, FAQ, a guided form. The person is in every turn on purpose. A good reply is the artifact. Spending an agent loop on a path you already drew burns latency and money for a worse version of a script. Hours, pricing pages, where is my order when the answer is a tracking link you can retrieve in one call. That is chat or a single function call. Internal chat is often the right tool too. A teammate pastes a contract and asks for a summary. The artifact is the summary in the thread. Forcing that into an agent adds tools and a chance it files the summary in the wrong folder. Use an agent when the job has a finish line you can test and a system of record that must change. Inbox to closed ticket. Research to a filed brief. Issue to a pull request. Ops that post, book, or close. If you cannot name the right, you do not have an agent yet. The inbox job is the one I run most. 40 vendor emails, a brief in a folder, junk archived. A chatbot that lists the same 40 emails has not started. Ops is the right people are afraid of, which is why they leave it as chat. Draft the journal entry is a chatbot. Post the journal entry to the ledger, item potent with a dry run first, stop when the ID exists. That is an ops agent. Search is not post, draft is not send. Split the grants. An agent that can read the inbox should not also wire money. Code is the cleanest public example because the record is obvious. If your coding agent only pastes a snippet into the sidebar, you built a chatbot and named it wrong. Research only becomes an agent when the brief lands. Look into these three vendors is a prompt. Write the brief with sources and stop is a job. The file is the record. A chatbot can become an agent if you add tools, a runtime that owns the loop, a stop rule, and a score on the record. The chat UI can stay. The window is not the product. The shipped write is. Without those four pieces, you still have a chatbot with extra buttons. Start with the finish line, not the widget. Close this ticket with a comment the customer can see and tag it refund issued. Then name the tools, get order, issue refund, comment ticket. Then put a runtime around the model so retries, spend, and stop are not a prompt. Then freeze a set of tickets you already know and score whether the ticket state changed. Do not bolt 30 tools onto the old FAQ bot and call it a promotion. Extra tools are how it wanders. Search is not send. Read is not deploy. Split into specialists only when one worker would hold keys that should never sit together. Until then, one agent, one shortlist, one record. Here is how I tell which one I have. I do not grade the thread. I look at the record after the run. Name the write. Say the object in the field. Deal stage in HubSpot. Ticket status in linear. File in the out folder. Pull request on the branch. If you cannot name the write, you have a conversation. Keep the chatbot. Watch who types next. After the first reply, who acts? If it is you, you have a chatbot. If the runtime calls a tool without a new prompt from you, you have a loop. A loop without a stop rule is still not an agent you can ship. Count the tools. Zero tools is a chatbot. One retrieval call plus a reply is still close to chat. A short list that includes a write with search separate from send is agent-shaped. 30 tools is a wanderer. Look at the record. Run it once on a job you already know. Open the CRM, the ticket, the folder, the repo. If the state is the same, the software talked. Pretty traces that miss the file are zeros. Ask if a script would do. If you can draw the path on a whiteboard, draw it. Start simple. Skip the agent runtime when you only need a response. Vendors will keep calling every window an agent. The ticket, the file, and the pull request do not. I ship a chatbot when the work is a conversation, a funnel when the path is already drawn, and an agent when a system of record has to change and I cannot draw every step. That is the split I use on every desk. If this is the job on your desk, I take production work. An operator, an eval, a runtime. Name the right. Work with me at eric.run/work-with-eric. Eric. Production AI agents. Eric.run. Next, why most AI agents never leave the demo.